1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden to address the nation tonight about his historic decision to drop out of the 2024 election. Vice President Kamala Harris holding her first rally atop the Democratic presidential ticket in the swing state of Wisconsin, telling voters in Milwaukee of her November opponent, Donald Trump.
I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
ABC's Lana Moise has Republican reaction.
Trump, who has been off the campaign trail in recent days, attacked Harris on immigration. And other Republicans are ramping up attacks. One GOP congressman filing articles of impeachment against Harris over the border crisis. And now, previous comments made by Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, are resurfacing. In one, Vance calls Harris a childless cat lady, questioning her and other Democrats for not having children.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to deliver a speech to both Houses of Congress today as protesters angry at his handling of the war in Gaza demonstrate in Washington. This is ABC News. In Nepal, 18 people are dead after a plane taking off from Kathmandu crashed. Only the pilot survived. Investigators in Mexico are still looking for the cause of an explosion at a tequila factory. Five people are dead after the blast at a facility making Jose Cuervo. At least two more are hurt. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill taking a hard look at a popular app used to move money around and accusing it of not doing enough to protect users from scams and fraud.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says Zelle users are losing hundreds of millions of dollars and are never reimbursed by the banks. The three largest banks behind Zelle on Capitol Hill, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo.
They are simply not doing enough.
Cameron Fowler is the CEO of the company that owns Zelle.
More energy for all of us needs to shift to the criminals that are perpetrating the crime.
Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Apple reportedly working on a foldable phone of its own. It's apparently moved out of the concept phase. Could be available as early as 2026. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Vice President Kamala Harris was on the presidential campaign trail in West Allis Tuesday. Harris told an enthusiastic crowd the path to the White House goes through Wisconsin and that she'll need the support of Milwaukee area voters in order to carry the state, which Joe Biden won by some 20,000 votes in 2020. Prior to Harris's rally, Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming was on a media conference call. Schimming said Harris is Joe Biden the sequel, adding that Harris's approval ratings are even lower than those for President Biden, who stepped aside last weekend and endorsed her for president. And Wisconsin will honor Val Phillips with a statue at the state capitol. Phillips broke a long list of barriers as the first black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, to win a seat on the Milwaukee City Council, and to become a judge in Wisconsin. It's the first time a person of color has been honored with a statue at the Capitol. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 82. Then on Friday, sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid with a high of 85. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go, girls.
I feel like a woman. Like a woman.
Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
He was sitting beside me in the passenger seat as I looked through the windshield at the quiet little street. He was smiling so proud as he gave me the key, but inside I knew he was as nervous as me. And I said, "Daddy, oh daddy, are you sure I know how? Are you sure that I'm ready to drive this car now?" He said, "I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do is keep it between never leads in the end. But you got to begin. So keep your hands on the wheel. Believe in the things that are real. Just take your time and keep it between. I was sitting in my chair, kind of sneaking a look at him lying on the floor with his coloring book. Then he called me watching, and he climbed on my knee. Said, "Daddy, oh daddy, would you do one with me?" Then I hooked him so tightly as we turned the page. Said, "I haven't done this since I was your age." He said, "I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. Daddy, all you gotta do is keep it between the lines." So we finished the picture, and I put him to bed. Got down on my knees, and I bowed my head. And I said, "Father, oh Father, I feel so alone. Are you sure I can raise him with his mommy gone?" Then the answer came back so gentle and low, in the words of my daddy from so long ago. Said, "I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do is keep it between the lines. So keep your hands on the wheel. Believe in the things that are real. Take your time and keep it between the lines. Just take your time and keep it between the lines."
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ricky Van Shelton and Keep It Between the Lines here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. And we have temperatures low 60s across the region this morning. Going to be some beautiful weather for the upcoming Dunn County Fair here for the rest of the week. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Chad Smith is in our newsmaker segment, talking a little bit about tar spot. We'll have more on that with Chad here this hour as well. And don't forget, later on this morning at about 9:10, we continue our spotlight on the Weiss family and the Weiss family farm. We'll continue our conversation with Noah Weiss this morning, again, at about 9:10. Today. And don't forget, day number one of the Dunn County Fair. A lot of setup going on yet today. And we will be at the Dairy Show tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9 a.m. with the Dairy Show. And we'll have that for you again on our video streaming service at our website at realcountry1430.com. Just click on the video streaming tab, and that is brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Joining us on our Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, last month you emphasized the importance of keeping our young calves cool during these hot summer days. And this week's Ask the Vet segment, when it comes to heat and humidity, we talk about the impact of the calf's immune system.
So when a calf or any animal is suffering from heat stress, again, for baby calves, that's 75 Fahrenheit and above, that heat stress will decrease the function of their immune system. They become more susceptible to diseases like diarrhea or respiratory disease. Now, we can help try to cool some of those calves with obviously offering free choice water, lots of it, clean, fresh, free choice water. But another thing we can use is we can go back to our high school physics class and think about the three laws of how thermal properties move between masses. And we have our good friends, conduction, convection, and radiation. And while we're not really going to do a whole lot with conduction or radiation, we can certainly lean on convection. And convection is the process by which as air moves over an object, it can strip heat off of it. And so if we can get fans on calves to blow air speeds greater than 2 miles an hour, we can start to have a convective heat loss over these calves and start to cool the calves. So research shows we start to gain some benefits when air speeds hit 2 miles per hour. And anywhere from 2 miles an hour up to 5 or 6 miles an hour, we see some very nice benefit in cooling on calves. And then there starts to become a law of diminishing returns. The air speeds much more than 6 or 7 miles per hour don't really provide a whole lot more cooling effect than air speeds of, say, 5 miles an hour. So if we can get the air speeds on calves between 2 and 5 miles an hour, we start to have some of that cooling effect. Also helps keep the bedding drier. Sometimes we can struggle with wet bedding in these high humid days in the summer. And that high humidity, keeping that bedding drier, keeping the air moving, keeping some of this moisture out of the barn, is very helpful in pathogen control. So bacteria, viruses that are either excreted out of the body and then land in the environment, typically the number one way that they die is called desiccation. It means they just dry out. Well, in a high humid barn where the bedding is wet and the humidity is high, these pathogens can build up in the environment because they don't dry out and they don't die. They land in a nice wet spot on the bedding. They can grow, multiply. And a lot of times, my experience the last dozen years or so as being a veterinarian, some of the worst salmonella outbreaks I've ever seen have always seemed to come in August because it's high heat, high humidity. The barns are wet. The barns are warm. And that salmonella that gets excreted just explodes in the environment. And so that's another thing. We're getting these high air speeds moving on calves, helps keep the bedding drier, helps get moisture out of the barn, and it just helps with pathogen control as well. I do think it's important to note, too, if ever was a time where sanitation is the most critical in a calf barn, it's critical 12 months a year, but it's most critical during the warmer months, probably the 3 or 4 months of summer, and high heat and humidity, where we have this pathogen load buildup, things like cleaning out your bedding more frequently, sanitizing more frequently, all of these things help kind of keep this pathogen load that is growing and flourishing in the environment, keep that down as low as possible to reduce the exposure to the calves is another important thing that we can do with the summer heats.
Ryan, what you're talking about is so important because really the bottom line in all of this is cow and calf comfort.
Yeah, and as calves get bigger and that rumen starts to develop, keep in mind, too, that the rumen, as the rumen develops, it becomes more and more of a fermentation vat. And that fermentation process of those bacteria digesting fibers and forages and turning them into someday milk and meat, that process of fermentation is extremely exothermic, another high school chemistry term there, meaning that it makes a lot of heat. Those rumens in a cow are like little furnaces, and so imagine you walking around all day, it's 90 degrees out in the summer, and you've got a heater strapped to your stomach. That's basically what a ruminant feels. That process of fermentation creates a lot of excess heat. And so that's why a lot of ruminants are even more susceptible to heat stress than other non-ruminant mammals, because that fermentation is just adding heat to the body at a time when it's desperately trying to cool itself off.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman, fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. And she said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess she did. We'll be right back.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Reba McEntire and Fancy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 60 in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk up 13 to 20.39, September steady at 21.05, October down 12 to 20.97. November steady at 20.42. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 3.5 to 196. 40-pound blocks up 5.5 to 193. One trade a barrel, seven trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 307.5, five trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 2.25 to 122, nine trades on the day. Dry whey up a half to 53, and no trades on the day. Cattle futures are called lower today, and hog markets are expected to open higher. Traders are more confident in cash cattle and that they could trade higher this week. That caused the market to reduce the discount they were holding to cash. Now, steady cash trade this week would be considered friendly to the market. Packers do have some cattle purchased ahead that could leave them less willing to match the higher offers from the feedlots, and that does raise some concerns as lowered box beef prices may be the deciding factor. Meanwhile, hog markets, they continue to see some bullish fundamentals in the hog side, along with some short covering, and that's helping to continue to support the hog market. August live cattle opened the day at 186.30, October 186.12, December 187.40. August feeder cattle open at 258.75, September 258.60, October 258.42. August hogs open at 93.65, October 77.12, December 69.42. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat this morning. Soybeans moving slightly lower this morning, and wheat markets are slightly higher today. Now, the grain markets are, again, somewhat mixed today on the heels of the big two-day rally in corn and beans. So we do have a little bit of profit-taking happening, especially in the bean market this morning. The product prices are also mixed. That's also providing some pressure. And really, we've still had some pretty good weather for the growing season. Again, wheat markets have a little bit of technical buying as well here in the markets this morning. September corn is steady at 402.5. December and March both up a half. December at 417.75. March at 431.75. New crop 25 down a quarter to 456.5. August beans down 2.5 to 11.15. September down 4.75 to 10.67. November also down 4.75 to 10.70.75. New crop 25 down 3 to 10.83. August soybean meal up 50 cents to 343.20. August soybean oil down 35 cents to 46.31. Chicago wheat, September up 1.5 to 544.25. December up 1.25 to 569. Minneapolis wheat, September down 2.25 to 613.25. December down 2.5 to 630.5. Energy markets this morning are higher on a rebound from yesterday's losses. September crude oil up 73 cents to 77.69. October up 68 cents to 76.60. August and September gas both up 3 cents. August at 244. September at 240. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash and August and September corn all at 351, new crop 362, cash and August beans at 1058, new crop 996. Big River Resources, Boyceville, Cash Corn, 387.5, August, 382.5, September, 377.5, New Crop, 372.25. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, Cash Corn, 389, August, 383, September, 377, New Crop, 372. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mount, Cash Corn, 359, New Crop, 362, Cash Beans, 1068, New Crop, 10 even. Allied Cooperative, Blair, Cash Corn, 370, New Crop, 367, Cash Beans, 1060, New Crop, 990. Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn, 382, August, 386, September, 375, New Crop, 370, Cash Beans, 1085, August, 1088, September, 1030, New Crop, 1016. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, Cash Corn, 356, New Crop, 364, Cash Beans, 1072, New Crop, 1003. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 182 to 201, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 185, market cows 102 to 145, bulls 139 to 168, calves set at 360 to 970, beef steers 192 to 405, Holstein steers 150 to 310. Sheep markets, market lambs and white lambs 200 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets does 130 and down, bucks 195 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 187 to 197.50, finished beef heifers 187 to 199, finished dairy steers 170.5 to 178, market cows 108 to 124, market bulls 150 to 165. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. Tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man. You can tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother Cliff whose fist can tell my lip. He never really liked me anyway. Oh, tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please. Myself already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind. It might be walking out on me today. But don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think it'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Ooh.
cranky, bracky heart. He mightn't blow up and kill his man. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.